You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The acting U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin joins the U.S. Department of Justice and the Office on Violence Against Women in announcing grants provided to combat violent crimes against women. Joanne Krulotz has the story.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice received over $3 million for the Stop Services Training Officers, Prosecutors, Violence Against Women Formula Grant Program. The Stop Formula Grant Program encourages partnerships between law enforcement, prosecution courts, and victim services organizations to enhance victim safety and hold offenders accountable in cases of domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking. The Wisconsin Department of Justice received nearly $955,000 for the Sexual Assault Services Formula Program. It was created by the Violence Against Women and Department of Justice Reauthorization Act of 2005. The SAS Formula Program directs grant dollars to states and territories to assist them in supporting rape crisis centers and nonprofit, non-governmental organizations that provide core services, direct intervention, and related assistance to victims of sexual assault, regardless of age. Funds provided through the SAS Formula Program are designed to supplement other funding sources directed at addressing sexual assault on the state and territorial levels.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters that the 2025 early goose season opened Monday, September 1st, and runs through September 15th. This early hunting opportunity is available to hunters throughout the state. While in the field, goose hunters must carry physical or electronic copies of all required documentation. You can find more information at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Coming out of Labor Day weekend, you may know Wisconsin is a trailblazer in protecting workers' rights, but the pioneering spirit is now making a push towards on-the-job apprenticeships. Terry Barr explains.
New opportunities are being created in fields from healthcare to aviation, and Wisconsin is leading the way in expanding apprenticeships to shape the future. Here's Amy Pahacek, the state's Workforce Development Secretary.
Our apprentices are making a wage not only for their hands-on work experience while they're learning their craft or their trade, but also for their associated time in the classroom. So while they are studying and learning math and other related academic tools to have their profession on their certifications, they are still getting paid, and that is unique.
State officials are also preparing for challenges and opportunities artificial intelligence, or AI, is already presenting to the workforce. Find more information at dwd.wisconsin.gov.
Average gas prices dropped 6.8 cents over the last week for an average of $2.98 on Tuesday. This is 4.1 cents higher than a month ago and over 17 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. The national average saw the lowest price for Labor Day weekend since 2020, and this caps off the most affordable summer at the pump since 2021, according to Gas Buddy officials. They add that low gas prices aren't going anywhere anytime soon. It's possible the national average could dip to $2.99 a gallon this fall, as long as we avoid major hurricanes or other disruptions. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.74 to $2.95 per gallon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Murph gets ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the night off. Game two of their three-game series is tomorrow night at AmFam Field against the Phillies. The Brewers losing yesterday 10-8 to Philadelphia. Manager Pat Murphy ejected from the game after first base umpire Jim Wolf's controversial call on a Phillies batter that put him on base with a walk instead of a called strike three.
You know, umpires have a hard job. What I don't like is when they're definitive that they got it right, and then I see what I see after the game, and you can see the barrels out in front of his front leg. leg. Tell me how the barrel can be in front of his front leg at any moment and it not be a swing.
An MRI for Brewers pitcher Shelby Miller, who says he felt something pop in his elbow. He exited the game in the eighth inning. NFL, Packers holding practice, and newly acquired Micah Parsons there wearing his number one jersey.
Just kind of like relentless when he's rushing. Crazy good first step, just good lateral movement. He's just like a freak athlete. Like I feel like personally we could do a lot of stuff with him.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. New names join the cast of Star Wars Starfighter just before production begins. New cast includes Amy Adams and 14-year-old actor Flynn Gray. Star Wars Starfighter is a standalone film not connected to previous Star Wars movies, but according to The Hollywood Reporter, there is of course Star Wars timeline that must be followed, and the Starfighter takes place approximately 5 years after the events of 2019 Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. The film will be directed by Sean Levy and stars Ryan Gosling. The film is supposed to be released sometime in 2027. The Smashing Machine is a smash hit, according to Rotten Tomatoes, with a 93% critics rating. Dwayne Johnson takes a serious turn as UFC fighter Mark Kerr, which had its world premiere Monday at the Venice Film Festival. According to IndieWire, The Rock said that The Smashing Machine wouldn't have happened without his best friend, Emily Blunt. From the beginning, from the time we worked on Jungle Cruise, together she really encouraged and believed in me. The Smashing Machine opens in theaters October 3rd. The Labor Day box office was a little different than last week's, with Weapons reclaiming its number one spot after K-pop Demon Hunter took it over. Weapons with $12.8 million over the four-day holiday. So far, the horror film has earned $135 million domestically and $235 million globally. In second place, the 50th anniversary of Steven Spielberg's classic Jaws collected $9.9 million after Universal re-released it in about 3,000 theaters. Its domestic haul now stands at $283.6 million. Caught Stealing, a crime thriller from Darren Aronofsky that stars Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, came in third with $9.6 million over the holiday weekend. The weekend's new other release is Searchlight's satire, The Roses, an estimated $8 million. The Roses stars Benedict Cumberbatch, Kate McKinnon, Andy Samberg, and Olivia Colman. Are you looking for a TV show to hold you over until the NFL season? Well, here is a con pick. It's not quite The White Lotus, but it does have some similarities. I'm talking about the Peacock original, The Resort, with William Harper, Kristen Melody, and Nick Offerman. This show is about an anniversary trip that puts a marriage to the test when they find themselves in Yucatan's unsolved mysteries. I really enjoyed the series, and it only has one season with 8 episodes and a finale that'll make your jaw drop. The Resort has great critical praise with an 88% on Rotten Tomato and 7.3 on IMDb. Check it out on Peacock. It is football season starting on Thursday, so you know what that means. Finding the platform that has the game you would like to watch. Don't worry, Packer fans, we are on CBS at 3:25 on Sunday. But Thursday game, which is Dallas versus Philadelphia, is on Peacock and NBC. And Kansas City's matchup against Los Angeles on Friday will be available to stream on YouTube and NFL Plus. If you want to see where the rest of the games are, go to ESPN. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely will drop into the upper 50s for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and quite a bit cooler with a high of only 66. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.